I think we can do a damn sight better making our own laws, in our own parliament, controlling our own borders, and reaching out to the rest of the world. I don't want to scare anybody. I want to inspire you that we're better than being a star on somebody else's flag. Well, look, once again, Nick is telling you a complete pack of lies about Norway and their deal, but he's good at that. He's done it for a living for years. What I would say, I mean, we're being told, wouldn't it be dreadful to be like Norway? How ghastly! Can you imagine being rich and independent and happy? It's one of the most successful countries in the world. The boss of Europol said 2 weeks ago, there are now 3,000 to 5,000 jihadi terrorists, in his view, on mainland Europe, who've used the migrant routes to get into Europe. And that is the problem. Right across Europe, we see people now not wanting the project as it is. If we stay on board this, in 10 years' time, we will stay part of a failing political project. If we leave, not only will we be better off, but I hope we'll inspire the rest of Europe to change the whole thing and get back to a club of friends who are sovereign nations that trade together.
Thank you very much, Nigel.
Nick, you talked about doing a trade deal with China. Iceland has a population of a third of a million. They've got a trade deal with China, and the European Union hasn't managed to do it. If Iceland's big enough, we're big enough. I have to say that actually the biggest threat to the Anglo-American relationship, the biggest threat to NATO, is the fact that in Brussels they are hell-bent on building a European army, navy and air force as quickly as they can. And when I raised this 2 years ago with Mr. Clegg, he told me it was a dangerous fantasy. It is now being proclaimed by everybody in Brussels. They have established a separate command structure. And I think that NATO and our relationship with America is threatened by EU military. Well, we've heard tonight from Nick the audition to be the United Kingdom's next commissioner in Brussels. And indeed, through this campaign, we will hear Goldman Sachs and Nick Clegg and big businesses telling us it's vital to be part of this union for economic reasons. It isn't. We live in a modern global economy.